Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of The Healer by D. Henderson, narrated by Tom Steckschulte and directed by Greta Byram. Recorded Books Inspirational is an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. This book is copyrighted 2002 by D. Henderson. This recording is copyrighted 2005 by Recorded Books. Rachel O'Malley is a trauma psychologist who works disasters for the Red Cross. Her specialty is helping children. Captain Cole Parker has spent the last year fighting fires, investigating arsons, and falling in love with Rachel. When a flood surges through their community, it's a chance in the midst of tragedy to spend some precious time together. And now, The Healer.
Prologue. Carol Isles pulled on her tennis shoes to replace the heels she'd worn at work and tossed her shoes down the hall toward her bedroom. "So where are we going for dinner?" her friend Amy asked, digging through her cosmetic bag for a lipstick tube. She'd come over directly from work, bringing a change of clothes to replace her suit with jeans and a sweater. Amy stepped into the bathroom to use the mirror. Carol looked at the clock on her kitchen wall. "I was thinking Charlie's Grill at the mall. Then we can walk off dinner and spend some of your vacation money before you leave." She opened the refrigerator to see what she had available to offer her guest. "I've got Sprite, Pepsi, and several sports drinks." She'd bought the sports drinks for her son when she went grocery shopping last night, and it looked like he'd managed to gulp down two before his father picked them up tonight. She should have suggested he take them with him. It would be 2 weeks before her son would be here again. His absence was a painful reminder of what hadn't worked out in her life. Divorce left everyone struggling to make new routines work. Carol touched one of the bottles. It was one of the few traces of her son's presence left in the house. He insisted on bringing his things in a duffel bag and leaving with everything, as if to put roots down here in her house through his clutter would be to admit that he, too, had been split apart by the divorce. He lived with his father. He was always quick to point that out. "A Sprite is fine." Carol forced aside the melancholy. She set the can on the counter for Amy and got a Pepsi for herself. Amy was making a special point to stay in town on Friday night just to cheer her up, when Amy could have made an early start on her vacation. Carol was determined to make the effort to enjoy tonight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?